Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 1.
It's not fair.
What isn't, Marie?
They said we were going today. They said...
Yes, yes. But did they ever break a promise without reason?
But I did all the things they asked me to do. They told me.
Sometimes things don't happen as we think they will. It is no one's fault. Everything happens for a reason. You might not see it at first, but sometimes it's for the best. Your parents have a reason. One they will tell you soon.
Adults always say that. And it's not fair or true. This is a disaster.
It's not. You know that. You're an intelligent child who knows what a real disaster is. Delaying a trip isn't one. Look, instead of complaining, why don't we use this time to do something special? You can't change what happened, but you are in charge of your reaction to it.
What could we do?
A story?
Will it be an adventure story?
It will be. A story about what happened to me when I was just a little older than you are. Something I haven't told another soul about until now. Sit and let me begin. Flaherty and I had been making endless plans for what we would do during the summer. And just like you, I wasn't happy when those plans changed.
I can't believe it.
It won't be officially summer till the festival.
But I finished with my tutor today, and then the festival is only...
2 days away.
2 days. And then it's summer. Our last one.
Ballykeneely isn't the end of the world. I have to go back to my parents, Grania. Anyways, it's ages away. Not till after lunacy.
I know, but you won't be here after that.
You won't either. I heard you're going on a trading voyage when the harvest is in.
Finally? It took forever to persuade my dad.
You mean it took ages to convince him that it was his idea and that he had no other option but to bring you?
Things will change after this summer and...
And when they do, we'll handle it. We always do. I mean, we survived everything else so far. How hard can summer be?
It's strange you said that. I could have sworn I had a dream last night about the druid. But this morning, when I woke up, it was gone.
Thank the gods. No offence, Grania, but I'm ready for normal this time.
Me too.
So, what's the first thing you want to do?
Well, I thought that tomorrow we could pack some things and go sailing first. You, me and Donal on the islands for the day. Sailing there by ourselves, starting as we mean to go on. All of us together. The ocean, an adventure. And Madra, of course. Exploring the coast. Good food, swimming, staying up late. Then it's the Bealtaine Festival. You can already see the yellow flowers on the houses we passed. The bonfires being set, the cattle coming down to the summer pastures.
I can smell the food.
See, this will be the best summer ever. I don't think I can focus on learning French today. I really can't wait for this summer to start.
Race you back. What's all this?
Remember? The delegation from Meath is visiting today. They're due to arrive soon. Nothing to do with us. It's summer and lessons are done.
Kitchen for food and then boat?
Ah, there you are, Grania. I was about to send out a search party.
Maher, we'll be out of your way shortly, promise.
Out of my way? Grania, why aren't you ready?
Ready for...
Ah, you have heads like sieves. Our guests. They'll be arriving soon. Go change into something more formal. They were supposed to be here later, but plans have changed.
But it's a delegation from Meath. I thought...
Oh, perhaps your father forgot to mention it with all that's been happening. The O'Kelly is coming, but he's bringing some of his family with him.
So you want us gone while they sit back and talk politics in the Great Hall, Maher? We're on our way to the harbour.
I swear you never let me finish saying anything, Grania. O'Kelly is bringing his daughter Maeve too.
Oh no.
So you're to entertain her for the next few days.
But Flaherty and I...
You will entertain our guests.
Of course.
See? Not so difficult, Grania.
Fine. She can come sailing with us.
Which rooms should we bring them to once they arrive, Lady O'Malley?
Grania, I have a full house for the next few days, and this alliance is important to your father. Do I need to explain the rules of acting like a good host to you? You meet Maeve, you ask her what she likes to do, and then you make plans. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, Mother. But our plan?
There is a problem in the kitchen, m'lady.
I want you to tidy up and return here as soon as you're ready, both of you. Am I clear?
No, lift it across this way.
Yes. Now, what is the issue?
Well, I guess we aren't going sailing.
I can't believe this is happening.
She could turn out to be fun. A keen sailor.
Because that would be just our luck. Trust me. This will be a disaster with some entitled princess.
Cheer up. We faced worse things before. Remember the Fomorian? The pirates?
Where's my sword?
No!
Give it to me! Give it to me!
No!
Tell me! Where's the fragment? Tell me now!
Flaherty!
I have what you want.
Get after them all day!
How bad can visitors be?
Bad. I know I can battle those things, but gentle, ladylike pursuits? I don't understand. This will be death by boredom.
Girl, get over here.
Was Maeve nice, Granny? Did you and Flaherty still go sailing after she arrived?
Maeve was nothing like I expected.
Did you become friends, Granny?
First impressions count. I think it's safe to say we didn't have the best of meetings when she arrived.
Why? What happened?
That part of the story involved Madra chasing a stray chicken, Maeve's nearby horse getting easily spooked, and a massive puddle of mud. The mud was something I ended up accidentally pushing her into.
Easy, girl. Easy. Can't you keep that dog under control? Mud. I'm covered in it. That dog ruined my dress. I'm covered in mud.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And from there, things went from bad to worse. My mother blamed me, and Maeve seemed convinced I had deliberately sabotaged her. But worse was to come. Our previous adventures hadn't prepared us for what this summer would bring.
Episode 1, featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Grania, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Grania, Harry Lynch as Flaherty, Elaine Harty as Margaret O'Malley, and Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly. Directed by Nuno Bernardo. Produced by Roisin Carney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions, and Commission Amon with a television licence fee.